Morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily B with Pastor Fanny Reed and One Verse Ministry. Amen. Good morning to everyone today that's on the radio. Today, we are going to be talking about discover the gift God has given you. Amen. Do all of you realize that God has given you a gift? Amen. Every one of us has a gift. Amen. And our scripture for today is 1 Peter 4 and 10. And the Bible that I'm using is the Gateway Bible. So it's going to read a little different in King James. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Amen. God told us the gifts he's given us to be used well to serve one another. In other words, we're supposed to be good stewards over what the gift is that God has given us. Amen. Define your gift through the word of God. Every one of us has gifts that God has empowered us with to become a kingdom builder. It's up to us to cultivate, to prepare and use the gift that God has given us. Use, acquire, and develop the gift. The purpose of our gift is to minister to one another to make us better. That's the first thing, is to make us better, toward one another. Amen. We are also called to be a good steward over the gifts God has given us. In other words, don't squander the gift that God has given you, because the gift is to be used for his glory, your honor. His gift is to be used for your glory, for his glory and his praise. Amen? So we need to first realize the gifts that we got, whatever they are all coming from God. Amen? No one is without a gift. We have natural and spiritual gifts, but all of them are for God's glory. So let nobody tell you that you don't have a gift or what your gift is not worth anything, because that is not true. Whatever the gift is, and realize that the gift came from God. Amen? Man did not give us any gifts. Whatever you have, whatever you are working with, God has given it to you. Amen? We receive gifts in the natural and spiritual. Reading and studying the word of God will develop wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Will determine how you use what God has blessed you with. When you understand the word of God and receive the word of God, you will know how to use the gift that God has given you. Amen? You will know how to use the gift that God has blessed you with. I believe, I didn't say the Bible, I said I believe, Lily. I believe we come with the necessary ingredients for our gift to manifest. It's just like a cake. Everything you need for your gift to manifest is already within you. Amen? The only thing you have to do is how much time and commitment are you willing to give it to know, to give the gift, to know what it is, to develop the gift. Amen? So you got to be willing to do the work. You can have a spirit of prophecy all day long, but if you don't read the word of God, you just have prophecy. Your word should have a powerful impact on somebody. That's like if you're singing in the church choir, and if you are singing the gift that God has, because the singing comes from God, so you have to develop that gift to perfect it, amen, because it's meant to destroy yokes in people's lives. You're not singing just to be making a sound. You should be singing to make an impact on somebody's life. That's just one example, amen. It's just like if you are a farmer, and if you don't develop those gifts that you put in the ground, if you don't cultivate that seed, you're never going to have a harvest. And it's the same way with us, with spiritual gift as well as natural gift. I put them side by side. If you want to be a good teacher, you got to go to school and learn and practice what you have learned. in order to be a good teacher. You have to know what you're talking about. It's the same way with a preacher. You can go to seminary school. God has ordained you to be a preacher, but you got to study the word. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You got to spend time. You got to be committed. You got to pray. And then you have to get understanding before you can deliver anything to anybody. Amen? Praise the Lord. In James 1 and 17, it says, every good gift, so therefore your gift is good. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Amen? And it comes down from God. So your gift is a gift from God, whatever that gift may be. Amen? So everything that God has given to us is always for our good, to bring peace, joy, and abundance, more than enough for us and any and other people. Amen? If you do it right and minister it right. Amen? So it's up to us through the Holy Spirit to discover your gift. Pray, trust, and believe what God has placed in you. Rejoice and use it for all God's glory, and he will bless you. Be a good steward over your gift, whatever it may be. If you're cooking, if you're washing dishes, if you're a janitor, whatever you are doing, perfect that, because that gift comes from God. And that gift, when you do your part, God is going to bring glory to that. Amen? So it'll be able to shine forth. And just by you doing what you do best, God can draw people. Amen? So be careful. Be mindful. And don't ever, ever think that you don't have anything, because God has given you a gift. Like I tell my sister all the time, God created nobody empty. Everybody's got something for God. Amen? Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. We thank you for a brand new day we never witnessed before, a day you have made. So we rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you this morning that you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the work of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse, and we pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning for your gifts that you have given us. You said in your word, we have not because we ask not, because we are asking not. So we are touching and agreeing this morning. We are asking you that the gifts that you have placed in us, for them to manifest and come forth in our lives, in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, you also told us gifts come without repentance. So your gifts still work, even if you're not walking with Jesus. So we got to be careful about these gifts. So we ask God this morning to give us a spirit of discernment so we can know what gift is from you and which one is not being used for you in the name of Jesus. Because we got people out there using their gifts, and they'll use it up, and it's not for the glory of God. So we ask you, God, to show us how to use the gift that you have given us in Jesus' name. Father God, you said what you said in your word. Once we're in Christ, we are new creatures. Old things pass away, and behold, all things come new. You said in your word, they pass away. So we got to work on what's going on in our life, because you say nobody's perfect. We all grow into perfection, but we can't grow if we are not studying and meditating and applying the word to our life. So, God, you teach us how to meditate, how to study, how to apply the word, so the gift that you have put in us will manifest and come to fruition in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you today. We glorify and magnify your name today. Lord, we thank you today. You use us for your honor and your glory and your praise. Your gift is to use on this earth to help your people, God. You are all about helping your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you point out to us what we need to do to help your people in the name of Jesus, because you are the one that come to help us. You are our helper. You are our lead. You are our guide in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us today. That's a teacher, a lead, and a guide. It teaches us all things, and it brings all things to our remembrance. So we ask you to continue to fill us up with your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you today, God. Some have gifts to work with children. Some have gifts to work with the elders. Some have gifts to preach, to teach, whatever that gift might be. We all want to bring that gift to fruition. We want to make that gift manifest and be used for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name. Father God, you also said in your word, we can't get anything from you unless we have a childlike spirit. Give us a spirit of humility, God, because we are nothing without you. We can't do nothing without you. God, we need you every day of our life, all through the day, God, even when we lay down and sleep at night. God, if you don't put your blood of protection up on us, we don't know what would happen. So, God, we need you. We can't do anything without you in our lives, in Jesus' name. Whatever our gift is, we ask you to bring them to fruition. Put us in a position, God, so we be able to hear you, God. You say you speak in a small, still voice. You don't make a lot of noise, God, because you want us to hear what you got to say. So put us in a quiet place, God, in the name of Jesus. And as we sit in that quiet place and meditate and study and read your word, you let us know what our gifts are in this life for your glory, your honor, and your praise. And Lord, I thank you today. I glorify and I magnify your name this day. We thank you today that we are the righteousness of God because he says so. We are righteous because of him, not because of us. Because you say in our best righteousness, we are still as filthy rags. So, God, we need you today. We totally depend on you, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. We need you in every area of our life in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, that the gift that you've given us is to help somebody else. Because you said in your word that you want us to help somebody along the way. Don't let us just be sitting here in life and not doing what you call us to do. Father God, make our life fruition today. The only way it could be, we're going to have to follow your law, follow your word, and follow you in the name of Jesus. So we ask you today, humbly, God, to lead us, guide us, teach us, bring all things to our remembrance in the name of Jesus. And whatever gift that you have in our life, no matter what our age, how young we are, how old we are, it don't matter. Father God, we ask you to touch us and bring that gift to fruition this day in Jesus' name. And let us not take it for granted. Let us not use it for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Let us not be boastful and proud and think we are all of that. Father God, let us stay humble before you as you manifest your gift in our life. And let us use it for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
I am Sheriff William Earl Hilton. I've been privileged to serve the people of Rapides Parish for 24 years as their sheriff, with a total of 50 years in law enforcement. We put a school resource officer in every school in Rapides Parish, and I think that is so important for the mothers and daddies to know that their child is going to a school where it is safe. We've built new substations around the community. We've reopened the substation on Lower Third that was closed during the Wagner administration, which was important for the people in that area. We opened a new substation out in Colleen. Rapides Parish is a great place to live. We try to keep it safe. The narcotics, drugs, opioids are a problem throughout this country. I think Mark Wood, he has the same philosophy that I have.